Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the very first episode of SaaS First Stations. I'm your host, Tiffany Purnell. I am so excited because I have a very special guest here with me this afternoon. I have Mrs. Sonia Rathborn here with me. She is currently Mrs. Central Mississippi, United States. I'm just so excited for you guys to hear her story and for you guys to hear her journey to the crown. She is a phenomenal woman, and I'm just so excited about that. So she will be here in a very short minute. Sonia.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm so excited for you to be here today. And you are just a phenomenal woman, and I'm just so excited for the listeners to hear about your story and your journey to the crown.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, three fun facts about me. I'm a Native American princess. I'm a direct descendant of Geronimo.
Wow.
I'm allergic to chocolate, so no chocolate products, please. And I'm also a lupus warrior. I was diagnosed with lupus last year.
Wow. I know that lupus is not anything like a cold. I have a very dear friend who has lupus as well, and I know that she is very strong. She tries to live her life like anyone else would. So tell us a little bit about how you handle having lupus.
The way I handle lupus is I don't stress. Stress is a automatic thing for your flare-up. I enjoy life. I try to live it to its fullest, but when my body tells me that I need to rest and relax a little bit more, then I do exactly what it tells me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't push myself. I go at my own pace.
Mm-hmm. And I know, being a pageant girl, that, you know, whenever you compete in pageants, sometimes, you know, you have stress, and, you know, it's hard on us sometimes. So I know that you're very strong, and I really commend you, you know, for doing what you do. So now I just want to hear more about your platform. What is your platform? Tell us a little bit about your platform.
My platform is an advocacy for children dealing with trauma. The charity that I started, it's called Teddy We Care Bears. And we go out to local fire stations, police departments, rescue units, foster facilities and agencies, and we give a new or used stuffed animal so they can give those to children that they encounter. You have to understand that there are 7.7 million children in the U.S. who are dealing with trauma, and that's any kind of traumatic situation. Either it being a violent or nonviolent episode, it can be something as small as falling off their bike to actually witnessing domestic violence.
Wow, and that's amazing, because I know I'm a teacher, and my kids, they love stuffed animals, and they always tell me about going to Build-A-Bear, and I know that, you know, whenever you do that for those kids, they appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, a stuffed animal, everyone has either had one or two, and a stuffed animal is something that you can always love, not just as a child, but even as an adult.
Yes, and I agree, because I'm just going to be honest with you. When I was in college, I had a stuffed animal that I've had for years, and, you know, I always would have it right beside me, you know, whenever I was upset about something, or whenever I was nervous. You know, I believe in that. I really do, because those stuffed animals are symbols for those kids. And it really helps to comfort them. And I just love what you're doing with that. So how many, tell us, how many bears have you gave out?
My project has actually been going for about 3 years now. We've mm-hmm. donated 10,000 bears.
Oh, wow.
That would be 25 of the 82 counties in Mississippi and seven states. And that's Oklahoma, Texas, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
Alabama, California, Arkansas, and Louisiana. And then I think one more. But, yeah, we've been doing this thing for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. I have an assistant who helps me out, Jennifer. I love you. Thank you so much for everything. But I've actually been doing this for about 3 years. My ultimate goal is 25,000 bears to all 50 states.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes. Speak it into existence. I mean, I really believe
yes.
in you, and I believe that you can accomplish that. I really do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes. We, like I said, we're on a mission to bring comfort to children. We want these
mm-hmm.
kids to understand that we know what it feels like to be alone and afraid. And
mm-hmm.
even if we're not there for them, then this bear is there, or this stuffed animal is there for them.
Yes, and I think, like I said, that's amazing. So what are your, you said that you want to reach all 50 states. Now, what are your plans for that? What's your future plans for your platform?
I'm continue to do what I've been doing when I go on vacations or
mm-hmm.
Just go on road trips, doing deliveries, also connecting with other girls in different pageant systems who are title holders
yes.
and have more of a connection. I mean, everyone mm-hmm. thinks that just because you're in a different pageant system that you're not connected
yes.
with another one. I want to actually
yes.
bring unity to the pageant systems.
Mm-hmm.
I want to work with the girls
mm-hmm.
in not only USA, but America
mm-hmm.
or international. And I want us all to get on board on this project to show that we all care for these kids that are dealing with trauma.
And I like that you said that, because I feel that, you know, in the Mrs. Pageant arena or in any pageant arena, I feel that there needs to be more unity between these girls, and I think that we need to make that aware to the public, because, you know, to the public, pageant girls are catty. They're competitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they try to
mm-hmm.
hurt one another, but that's not true at all, because I have met many lovely pageant women. You know, some of them are my closest friends, and, you know, I just wish that's part of the reason why I started this show, is because I want to show the world what pageant women are about. I want to show the world that pageant women truly change the world. You know, we are trailblazers
yes.
in the world.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's, you know, I love to hear about other pageant contestants' platforms, because I like to hear what they are doing. And I just love that. I really do. And I commend you for that. And can you tell us how we can get involved in helping you with your platform?
If you would like more information, I have a Facebook page, and it's called Teddy We Care Bears. And I
mm-hmm.
also am on Instagram and Twitter, and that would be under the name of Sonia Rathburn. It's real simple to do. Just get in contact with me. We can talk about how many bears you want to deliver, where you want to deliver them to. I can give you all the stats for how many children are needing teddy bears in your area. And I just want you to I want my listeners to know that this is something that doesn't require a lot of time and attention. We all have those stuffed
mm-hmm.
animals that we've kept in the closet for years and years and years, and we can't think of anything to do with them. This is a great
mm-hmm.
cause to give your stuffed
mm-hmm.
animals to. And just think of that stuffed animal that's been sitting in your closet for so long. It could be loved
mm-hmm.
by a child who really needs it.
Yes, I would like to donate some as well, because I have, you know, being a teacher, you know, I have a few. I might have a few from my childhood that I would love to go, you know, to someone else, and they could, you know, get that joy out of it that I once got out of it. And I just think, like I said, what you're doing with your platform is truly amazing. You are really helping a lot of kids out there. And so I just love it. Now, let me ask you this. What do you love the most about pageantry? Like, what makes you want to compete? Like, what do you love about it?
I love to be able to make new friends, have a new experience with each pageant that I do, the community service aspect of a pageant, and just promoting pageantry in general to other people who don't know about it or who are interested in doing pageants.
Yes, and I think that's amazing because one of my goals is to show everyone that, you know, pageant girls are intelligent, pageants are fun things to do, and that they actually help you to grow. They really do. And do you agree with that? Do you agree that pageants help, you know, women to grow?
Yes, I totally agree with that. When I started pageants, about 4 years ago, I was very shocked, and I didn't know anybody in my area. But once I did my first pageant, my confidence came back. I gained friendships. I was able to go out into my community and make a difference. But, I mean, pageants help you with all that. I mean, sometimes we get this the stereotype that all pageant girls, all they want to do is walk around and smile and wear a crown. And that's not us.
Yeah.
We're trailblazers. Like you said, we're trailblazers. We're in there rolling up our sleeves and getting down and doing what needs to be done to make a change in our community.
And I think a lot of pageant systems, they're pretty much following that trend because I think they are putting an importance on the platform and they want a lot of their contestants to have a good platform. And they want their title holders to have good platforms. And do you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that. Pageants are going towards platforms, and they don't want us just to be seen as a girl with a crown. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When we get that crown, they want us to go out and make a difference, not just our year of service, but actually go out and do something that's going to change your community, change your state, change the nation.
And I think with pageantry, I think a lot of pageant systems, like I said, they're going towards platforms because maybe they're tired of seeing girls, pageant girls, get that bad rap of just wanting something glittery or just wanting a crown. And what I really do not like the most is when someone wins a title and they don't really do anything with their title. Because, you know, as being a pageant title holder, you can do so much with that title. You have a void. When that crown is placed on your head, you are giving a void.
Yes. And people have to also remember that the crown and the sash are just accessories to what we're trying to accomplish. We put those things away at the end of the day. We are still out there trying to make a difference. And just because we wear a crown, you know, don't think that the crown is us. We're more than just a crown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want pageant girls to be seen as.
Now, what is one piece of advice you would give someone who is competing in her first pageant? So think about the girl who has never competed in a pageant before. She's nervous. What would you tell her?
We've all been there. We all had to do one pageant to get started. Don't be nervous. Be yourself. Relax. Enjoy. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. Don't be so stressed out about the perfect hair and the perfect interview and the perfect gown that you forget about the journey of just being a pageant girl and enjoying the experiences of making new friends and everything.
Yes, I agree 100%. Because most of the time, when you go to a pageant, you have to tell yourself that, you know, I am my biggest competitor. You have to tell yourself this is a journey. Only one girl will walk away with that crown. And a lot of times, you know, we may not walk away as the winner. of the pageant. But that doesn't mean that you're not awesome. That doesn't mean that you're not worthy. I really think that a lot of times we are put in places for the experience and to grow from it. Because I know I have grown from every single pageant that I have competed in. You only get better and better each time, you know. And the only way you get better is to take that experience and learn from it. You know, anytime you lose a pageant, I do not believe in getting upset. I do not believe in being mad because it was a journey. And a lot of times the destination, it takes a long time to get somewhere. It really does. But it's not about how fast you get somewhere. It's about the journey. It really is.
That's it. That's it. That's totally right. That's totally right.
Now, when did you start competing in pageants?
I began competing in pageants at the age of 46. My husband actually talked me into doing my first pageant when I moved to Mississippi. And after that, I just got the bug, and I've been doing pageants ever since then.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Now, what made you want to compete in pageants?
I was a very shy and introvert type person. Yeah, you probably wouldn't believe that now.
No.
But I was really shy. No. I was really shy, and I didn't really talk to a lot of people. And my husband suggested pageantry as a way to get out and meet new people and to also make a difference in the community. And so I went and I competed in my first pageant. I was scared, but I was going to enjoy this journey because at the age of 46, I was ready to experience new things. So I did my first pageant, had fun, and then I did another one and another one and another one after that.
I really believe that there is no age limit in pageantry. I have seen 50-year-old women compete against 24-year-old women and win the crown. So I truly believe that as long as you want to get on that stage, doesn't matter how old you are, you can do it. And I also think also with the different sizes as well, I think that women who are not a size zero are also becoming trailblazers in pageants, because you see winners now who are not always a size zero. And that's sort of what, you know, my goal was. When I first started competing in pageants, I was probably about 60 pounds heavier, and I did not let my weight bother me because I knew what I wanted to do, and I knew that I was worthy. And I think that's what, just in general, us title holders have to do. I feel that we have to tell ourselves that we are worthy and we are not competing with anyone else but ourselves. And we can't look at another pageant contestant and compare ourselves, because if you do that, you let them get inside of your head. And once they're inside of your head, you have lost.
Yeah. I believe, and that's one of the stereotypes that I would love to break down, is that queens and pageant girls come in all different shapes and sizes and colors and different backgrounds. There's just not one certain stereotype that's the winner. A winner can be anybody. She can be 25 years old. She can be 8 years old. She can be 82 years old. You know, anybody can win that crown. Our biggest goal as a queen or as a pageant or as a title holder is to, you know, promote achievement, to work together to empower other women, to volunteer and show that we're out there rolling up our sleeves and trying to promote our causes and everything. And together, we're a great nation all by itself. I mean, we get out there and we do these things. But I want to break the stereotypes that pageant girls are not just one size, one color, one shape, one size.
I agree 100%. Because honestly, beauty from the inside and outside comes in all shapes, comes in all sizes, comes in all ages, comes in all races. And I truly believe that. And I myself am trying to be a trailblazer in that aspect. because, no, I am not a 5'0", but I consider myself to be gorgeous. And I feel more women need to do that. I feel that when more women can look in the mirror and tell themselves that they are gorgeous, then we have something there. I think that's amazing because there is nothing more important than a woman being self-confident. There's nothing more important than that. You have to be confident in yourself because if you're not confident in yourself, you are not living out your full potential. You are not living to your fullest potential if you're not confident. And that's what I'm trying to do with my Sash girls. I'm trying to get them while they're young to believe in themselves, to truly, truly believe in themselves.
Yes, and that's very important. The thing that we also need to remember is God made us, and he made us differently. He didn't make two of us the same. He made us all different, and we need to embrace our flaws. We need to embrace who we are, and we are, I mean, it's more than just the crown and the sash, but we're different. We're different. We're made different. So embrace who you are, your confidence. Mm-hmm. Go out there and rock it. Do what you do best. That's you. Nobody can be a better you than you.
I agree 100%. I really do. And I just wish that, like I said, I just wish that more girls would think the way that we do. And it took a little while for me to get to this point. You know, no one's perfect. It takes a while. You know, like I said, you have to go through life experiences, and those life experiences, that's what make you. You either learn from your life experiences or you keep making the same mistake. And I chose to learn from my life experiences. I did because I didn't want to keep making those same mistakes. And so I just, that's what we have to do. We really do. Now, I know that, you know, I know our listeners, I know they have enjoyed this conversation, and I just want you to tell our listeners, how can they keep up with your pageant journey?
You can follow me on Facebook, and that's under Sonya Wright Rathburn. I'm also on Instagram, and that's under Sonya Wright. I'm on Twitter, and that's under Sonya Wright. I have a Facebook, or I have a web page called Teddy We Care Bears, and that's also something that it helps me with my pageant journey and everything else. So you can keep up with me pretty much on all social media. And
yes,
I will
be
posting my whole journey.
Yes, and I cannot wait to witness your journey. I think you are a phenomenal woman. And I just wish you nothing but luck. And I'm just so excited about your journey. And thank you again for being here today with us. I wish you the best of luck as you compete for the title of Mrs. Mississippi United States. And I want to tell you, stay fabulous.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. I appreciate it. I wish you much success with your radio talk blog. And thank you for having me on your show tonight.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.